This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. It's a $900 billion relief bill, and if U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is correct, mixed in with some of your late Christmas cards next week will be relief checks from the federal government. Julie Walker has this from Associated Press.
It's finally coming to millions of Americans after Congress finally passes a new $900 billion COVID bill after months of fighting. The bill includes a one-time direct payment of $600 to Americans who earn less than $75,000, $300 weekly unemployment checks, aid to businesses, and resources to vaccinate the nation. What it doesn't include is funding cities and states wanted. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's not as large as Democrats want. It's certainly larger than what many Republicans want. That's the nature of compromise.
He says Democrats will work on a new bill under the incoming Biden administration. And Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Monday said Americans could begin seeing stimulus payments as soon as next week. I'm Julie Walker.
Eurostar trains from London to Paris remained at a standstill for a second day today after France banned all travel from the UK for 48 hours because of that new strain of coronavirus in southern England. At the Eurostar terminal in Paris, no trains were arriving from London, although services were still running in the opposite direction. One Paris resident, a UK citizen, visiting parents for Christmas.
I know I'm probably going to be on lockdown for longer than I expected, but I'm ready to spend it with my family since I'm alone here in Paris, so I'd rather be on lockdown there than alone here.
Britain said food was plentiful on Tuesday, despite freight routes to mainland Europe cutting off, and people should not worry about supermarkets running out of food in the last few days before Christmas. This is VOA News. A U.S. senator said Monday that hackers who breached U.S. government agencies compromised dozens of Treasury Department email accounts, including those used by the department's top officials. Senator Ron Wyden provided the details in a statement after the Internal Revenue Service and Treasury Department briefed the Senate Finance Committee on the matter. Senator Wyden said that while the hack appears to be significant, there is no indication that those responsible compromised taxpayer data. An American warship sailed through waters off the contested Spratly Islands in the South China Sea on Thursday in the latest challenge to Beijing's sweeping territorial claims in the region. The U.S. 7th Fleet said in a statement that the guided missile destroyer USS John S. McCain asserted navigational rights and freedoms in the Spratly Island. A new report from the Air Force finds service members who are black are more likely to be investigated, arrested, and punished than their white counterparts. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this report.
Air Force Inspector General's report finds a large number of black service members reported experiences with bias and racism. One-third feel that they don't get the same opportunities as their peers who are white and are less likely to be promoted to higher ranks, but more likely to be investigated and disciplined. One black squadron commander said there was little support, and it seems that if black service members make one mistake, it's the end of their career. The report comes as the Pentagon struggles with a broader effort to expand diversity within the ranks. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Vice President-elect Senator Kamala Harris paid a visit to Columbus, Georgia yesterday in support of Democratic U.S. Senate candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. Now, both candidates were campaigning ahead of their runoff elections coming up on January 5th of 2021.
And so I am here, first and foremost, on behalf of Joe Biden and myself to say thank you. Thank you for what you did. And of course, no good thank you comes without asking for a little bit more. So January 5th. You know, 2020 has been a difficult year. 2020 has been rough. You know, people are making jokes about 2020, like we want this thing to be over. But you know what? As far as I'm concerned, Georgia, Columbus, 2020 ain't over until January 5th.
The outcome of that election could determine the balance of power in the United States Senate. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.